Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I named the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today, Frank and I are... Well, we're both doing well, aren't we, Frank?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
Me too. Good.
I am glad.
I am
to
glad.
To hear it.
To hear it.
Yes.
Yes. Veiled Spider-Man reference.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that that's is our go-to is Spider-Man quotable line for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't
know
why. But before we talk about Spider-Man, for that is what we, it's what we just came out of watching.
Spoiler alert.
We were from the future and we watched Tom Holland as the new Spider-Man and it was spectacular. Let me tell you.
Might even go so far as to say it was amazing.
Oh.
I would just say it was adjectiveless.
Adjectiveless Spider-Man.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he was just Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you are drinking a beer. Tell me about
it. Not your father's root beer.
No?
No.
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 Nope. Not.
I don't know where to go with that.
It's not your father's root beer.
No. Oh, that's the name of the beer.
No, that's the label. It says not your father's root beer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
you're right.
Small town brewery. It is not your father's root beer, ale with the taste of spices.
I introduced this to you today.
You did. I had never had it before, and
delicious.
It is delicious. It tastes just like a non-alcoholic root beer, like your average, like your father's root beer. But it's not your father's root beer because it is 5.9% alcohol by volume.
Yep.
So
I'm on my third one already.
I'm on my second, but it's very drinkable.
Yeah.
It is very, very drinkable.
I do not advise you to drink it if you do not like the taste of root beer.
That is true. It tastes, yes, it's a very, very root beer tasting root beer. And I will say it's definitely much better cold. You want to drink kind of fast because the warmer it gets, the more
flat,
rooty it gets.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Do you taste the football star in here?
towards the end of my last one, I was starting to taste it a little bit. But
I didn't notice.
Yeah, but I'm good. I'm liking this. It's good. So thank you for picking this up. This is a good buy and a good recommendation, and I will definitely be looking for this in my local store.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we just came out of watching the 90s Spider-Man cartoon while we were eating dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was an experience, let me tell you.
Have you ever seen it before?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I didn't want to tell you that until we were recording.
I had a feeling that you hadn't while we were watching it.
I wasn't really hiding it, but I wasn't going to say it. I didn't want to say it until we were recording, yeah.
So it was on Fox, in the early 94 to 98.
Yes.
So I IMDb'd that while we were watching the show. That's why it's in my brain.
Fancy pants.
I am wearing regular, ordinary trousers. Thank you very much.
Look at that. They are pretty ordinary.
Okay, so what did you think about it? Because it's your first time you've ever seen it.
Yeah. So it actually felt kind of Silver Age-y.
Okay.
I thought, and this is not in the bad. I enjoyed it. So let me start by saying I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. And I thought that... it was just cheesy. It was cheesy, but in a fun way,
Yeah.
And it was definitely very Saturday morning cartoon where like the stakes are not that high, but they act like they are.
Right. we must deliver this pizza.
Right. Yeah. Right. 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 And like they tend to they write themselves into these like, oh no, we can't get out until this problem is solved. They write themselves into that kind of a corner.
Mm.
And it's like, well, you don't have to. I mean, there's no, I mean, okay, fine. Because the writer said so, you have to do this, I guess.
Right.
That's fine. So there's that kind of fun stuff going on. It's fun. It was a fun show. That's my first impression overall, is that it was a fun show.
Did you catch some things? Now, I know quite a bit about this show. So before we even talk about this specifics of the episodes we watched.
Yes.
Did you notice that Spider-Man never punched anybody, nor anybody punched anything?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Was a rule. You were not allowed. There were a couple things they weren't allowed to do on the show.
Okay.
He wasn't allowed to punch anybody.
Okay.
They weren't allowed to use any bullets, real bullets. That's why. This the one we watched wasn't a gift for that.
Sure.
But even like, well, the second episode, you see Blade running around with his crossbow that fires lasers.
Oh, it did fire lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. It had like laser, it had laser strings.
So arrows were not allowed either. Like guns meant like no projectiles.
Regular, yeah. It had to be like futuristic weapons.
Wow.
And they weren't allowed to say the word kill. Which is why when the lizard shows up and he goes, I will destroy you.
Oh, I did notice the destroy you. Okay, I was like, that's oddly phrased.
Yeah, because they weren't allowed to say kill. So destroy became kill. So everybody's out to destroy everything.
Is that really
it? Yeah.
Is that
true? Even Aunt May. Oh, Peter Parker, I could destroy you for being late to dinner. You know, I don't know if she ever says that. But
I kind of hope she does.
That would be great.
Oh, man.
So we watched the season 5, 3 episodes. There was on 5 seasons. Well, the way that they split it up now is 5 seasons, but I don't think that's because it's 65 episodes, period. And so as an ordered run, that's how they used to do television shows.
Right.
65 episodes, go. And so they split it into 5 seasons when they released it on DVD, iTunes, whatever else.
Sure.
Hulu, as we watched it.
Right.
And so season 5 episodes, The Secret Wars. Loosely based on the Marvel comic Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Not the one that's going on right now.
The original.
The first one. There's two. There's Secret Wars, The Secret Wars 2.
Right.
And then there's...
But this is based on the first one.
In which the Beyonder, because he comes from beyond.
Yes.
Anytime,
so you may call me the Beyonder.
Will I? My thought was when he showed up and he's like, oh, my big floaty eyes in the sky is a little, this is a little too much for you to handle, so I'll make myself... You know, more comforting to you. He shows up in a full metallic bodysuit with super shoulder pads and Wolverine-ish hair.
Yeah.
Like Wolverine mullet hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a goatee that scraggled beyond past his chin. I was like, well, does this make you feel better?
Nope.
No.
Do you understand my people at all?
Yeah. Because Secret Wars 2 hadn't happened yet. Secret Wars, the whole point of Secret Wars 2 is the Beyonder didn't understand people, so he comes to Earth to, quote unquote, understand Earthlings.
Okay. Yeah. Well, clearly, in this one, he didn't understand either. He was like, I was especially fascinated by your concepts of good and evil.
So, I basically destroyed an entire planet by putting some arguably not the most evil of the Marvel Universe
kind
villains.
Of the doofuses of the Marvel, except for, like, maybe Doctor Doom, like, doofuses of the Doctor...
I would not call the Red Skull a doofus of the Marvel Universe.
That's true. But, like, Doc Ock...
Yeah, like, I understand that it's Lizard. A Spider-Man television show.
Yeah,
But even then, when your choice is... Now, this is season 5, so you've hit a lot of Spider-Man villains at this point.
Right.
And your choice is Dr. Octopus, Alistair Smythe, and the Lizard?
No, I think you mean Captain Planet. I think he does look like Captain Planet.
It's
just like Captain Planet.
Yeah. Oh my God. With like, green hair. But he doesn't have green hair. He has brown hair.
No, he had green hair.
No, he definitely had brown hair.
Definitely had green hair.
You can use your one look up and look it up if you want.
Dude, I just watched that episode. 3 episodes with you.
You need to get your eyes checked because he definitely has brown hair.
I disagree, but okay.
We're going to check.
I disagree.
After this.
I mean, I know in general he has brown hair, but it looked green in that show.
Maybe to you, but to the rest. Maybe I'm just used to seeing it brown, so I don't notice.
All right. Maybe I will get to my look up while you
go ahead. Yeah.
You keep talking, and I'll get to my look up.
So, but I mean, like, you had people who appeared on the show before. I mean, like, you have your typicals, but, like, Green Goblin was on the show. Like, you couldn't throw a Green Goblin in there. Arguably more evil than the Lizard.
Yeah.
Or Carnage, probably.
Dude, he has green hair. Look at that.
And That's not green.
Yes, it is. Look, no, no. Here, all right. Here, hold on. Hold on. Give me the phone back. Look, he has green hair here in the cartoon. Swipe over. Here's like a toy, right? That's what he normally looks like. Yeah, that's brown hair. But in this cartoon, he 100% has green hair. You can't tell me that's not.
I can honestly tell you that looks brown to me.
You're crazy.
Or you're crazy.
You are crazy. Look at that close up. That's green. Come on.
It looks brown.
All right.
I can understand if you're looking at it.
The dress is blue and black. It is blue and black.
Well, obviously, that's what this is.
I think that's what it is.
Alistair Smythe is in a gold and white dress.
No, he's blue and black.
Actually, I saw blue and black too. So
I saw blue and black the first time, but I've since been able to see it both ways.
Oh, that means your eyes are super messed up, and probably. That's why I'm right. All right, so I can't trust you. Like, Dr. Doom, you're messed up in the head. You can't possibly do this.
That's what they told him. I know. They're like, hey, buddy, it's okay. You're special. You don't know what you're doing. It's fine.
It's fine. So going back, so they bring the lizard on. Maybe he's there, but I mean, like, all the other villains, like, establish their kingdoms around, and the lizard is just hanging out in an abandoned lab. Like, good choice, Beyonder.
You know? Yeah, right?
Yeah. So Spider-Man, you know, gets wrapped up into this thing, and he's like, but he's like, but I made you this portal that can only bring in 6 other people.
The computer only has that much power.
Even though I'm from beyond. And so he brings the Fantastic Four because they've had to work with that Dr. Doom fellow before. Iron Man, Captain America, and Storm. Because apparently weather powers are the same as, you know, universal manipulation powers.
Yeah, of course. And they work the same on alien planets as they do on Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because storms are the same.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think about that, actually.
So it's like they go to this alien planet where everything is happy and they don't have evil, and he unleashes these villains on it, and in 1 year, he fast-forwards 1 year, goes forward from time of year, and they completely destroy the planet. Like, it's a shambles. So then Spider-Man has to assemble the heroes to save the planet. And Spider-Man has to be a leader and rally the other Fantastic Four and Captain America and the Black Cat, and who is a hero here.
Yes. Well, she's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was a straight-up hero here in this story.
Yes, but... But that's classic, especially in the 90s, and the Catwoman was a hero in the 90s.
I guess that's true.
So
I'm just used to her not
well, yeah, being. Because we grew up with the Black Cat, the Black cross your path!
Well, yeah, there's that. And then also, even in Ultimate Spider-Man...
She's a villain. She's a thief.
She's a harmless villain. She's not a full-on super villain.
She's not trying to hurt people or take over the world.
She's mischievous, and she has a thing for Peter Parker.
Right.
Right.
But in the show's canon, it goes a little bit into this thing. Her father was a cat burglar.
Yes.
And then she becomes a cat burglar.
Right.
You know, but now she's hanging out with Morbius and Blade, which is kind of a comic I would read. I was watching that, and I was like, I'd read a book with even just Morbius and Blade. I might check that out.
Yeah, I might call it, like, the Blade Trinity or something. You know, just off the top of my head.
I hate that movie. It's so bad. Look, it's Drake, otherwise known as Dracula.
Dracula. Oh my God,
Dracula. Ugh, the movie was terrible. Ryan Reynolds could not save that movie.
Yeah, well, he can't save a lot of movies.
Three comic book movies, none of them were good.
Wait, three?
Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
X-Men Origins
Wolverine. Oh, yeah.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, I forgot X-Men.
I really hope that Deadpool saves him.
Fourth time's a charm?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I really hope. He's a good actor.
I have nothing against Ryan Reynolds. No, same.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really hoping that saves him.
Hope this does it.
Yeah. So give me your, like, give me your thoughts on the story.
It's a little contrived.
Yes.
Jim
Shooter'd.
Yeah. So yeah, there is that. It definitely feels Like it's put together just so, and if you pull one thread, it starts to unravel. But that is because it is
spider thread. It'd be great if Spider-Man just made quips at people, and then he made the quip, and then he just played the theme song, and he walked away. A spider thread. Bow, now, 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 now. Yeah.
That's so great.
The show would be infinitely better.
And that's just the whole show. It's just him walking around, not flying. I mean not swinging around, not just walking around, and just making quips.
Yeah.
Not using any powers.
You know, but this show was an introduction to me to a lot of Marvel superheroes that I would never have known
about. Always talk about this show as one of your like foundations of your geekdom, sort of.
But even like know nothing, like there was Captain America's on the been on it.
Yeah,
Daredevil, Black Cat, Blade, Iron Man, the Fantastic Four. You know, and they had other shows on in the 90s. Iron Man had a show in the 90s.
Yep.
Hulk had one. Fantastic Four had one.
X-Men
had one.
Yep.
And so there was a great, actually, I think it was a 2-episode crossover with the X-Men and Spider-Man.
And oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense, because he was saying that he already met them, so I guess.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that happened a couple seasons previously.
Got it.
So there was a lot of that stuff. And that was my first introduction to a lot of those characters, so much so that even some, like, the voices are what I hear when I read or
that's cool.
when I think about any other, like, somebody else playing the part. It goes to the show, even if the show itself is...
Yeah. But like, the show is not, like...
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not bad. That's it. Like, it's not a modern show, but it's not a bad show. It's just, you have to remember that it was 1996 or whatever. It would have
been 97, 98 when that episode was.
Okay, yeah. Like, it very much actually felt... Once he got all the heroes together, right, it actually felt...
With their exposition stories. Suit, because... Yeah. My heart will stop.
Right.
Let me tell you my life story.
You may not believe this, but this suit keeps me alive. I had no idea. But once he got them all together, it actually kind of felt like an episode of Super Friends.
Yeah,
where it was just sort of like as soon as they got there, like the Fantastic Four were all like, "Oh, what are we doing here? What's happening?" And then immediately there was a threat.
Problem.
Like there was the big snake thingies came, or was
lizard,
it the
lizard came in?
And then they immediately start fighting,
and then they were on Dune. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. And they start fighting the lizard and the worms, and it's like immediate, no questions asked. Okay, we're heroes, we're here, we're going to start fighting. So that's cool, right? Especially as a kid.
Yeah.
That's really cool to just see, like, they're good because they're good because they're good.
Right. And a bunch of them, I think the Fantastic Four were the only newcomers to Spider-Man at that point. He'd already teamed up with Iron Man, Fantastic Four, and Captain America. And so...
Wait, Iron Man, X-Men, and Captain America, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Fantastic Four. This is Fantastic Four's first appearance
That was their first appearance on that show.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So that's cool. And that didn't... I guess that's one thing where... So it seems like this was a 3-episode arc.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that there was stuff crossing over. Like, the Black Cat just kind of showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was done, I could tell that it was you are supposed to know who she is, so I assumed she appeared before. And a few other characters are like that too, where I was like, oh, okay, like Kirk Connors, like I assumed he must have been in there before,
right?
Otherwise,
well, I mean, I assumed you had seen it, not even at least one, even not the whole show,
yeah.
But we watched the three of the last 5 episodes of the show.
Oh wow, okay.
If we finished the other two, it's basically. It's basically Spider-Verse, actually.
Okay.
It's Spider-Man across a bunch of different universes. And then, spoiler alert for a show that came out 20-something years ago, the end is Spider-Man going off with Madame Web to hunt for the quote-unquote real Mary Jane. Because the one that he was with for a while in the show ended up being a clone.
Clone Saga. Yeah. Interesting. Well, yeah, it did, once they hit the ground, they immediately started all fighting together, and it felt kind of like Super Friends, kind of like, just sort of like, we have to team up because, and like, I kind of like that. I kind of like that it's just no questions asked, like,
no questions asked, right.
This is what we do.
Especially if they've all been around for a couple of years, and like, well, even if I haven't met you, I've heard excellent things about you, Spider-Man, except that I haven't, because J. Jonah Jameson hates you.
Right, that's true, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But... But yeah, I liked when we were watching at the room in the third episode. Mm-hmm. And we're like, wait, did they beat the Red Skull?
Yeah, they were fighting Red Skull, and it just kind of just ended.
I literally blanked. Like, I don't remember what happened.
Me neither.
Did we get invaded by aliens?
Maybe we did. Yeah, our brains got taken over.
We got a tornado.
Oh man.
Maybe. I almost burped into the microphone, but I didn't.
That'd be rude.
Because it would be rude. So I turned my head.
Listener, if you'd like to thank Tim, you can email us, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. At Beer with Geeks.
Dear Tim, thanks for not burping in my ear.
Yeah. You're welcome, listener. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're assuming they're listening with headphones. I always think that when everyone...
That's true.
Anytime I listen to a podcast and they're like, why don't you turn up your headphones or whatever. Like, but I'm in my car.
Mm.
Like, I'm always driving in my car.
I only listen to podcasts and headphones pretty much, but that's true. Plenty of people listen in their cars or just, like, on their phone, like, mm-hmm. you know, playing out of their phone. So, like, I shouldn't assume.
Yeah, the only time it's in my head is when I'm at the gym.
Because
There's nothing like a good podcast to get your heart rate running on a treadmill.
Actually, I find podcasts help me, like, zone out.
Yeah, me too. Actually, me too.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do like a pump up mix? Like,
that is not the beat at all.
No, it's not.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry for everyone who just fell off a treadmill or drove off the road.
My legs don't know how to run anymore. They're going in opposite directions.
Kind of like Dr. Doom trying to use those new powers of his.
What new powers? Dr. Doom. I heard Dr. Octopus and imagined Dr. Octopus when he said Dr. Doom.
So, okay, there were too many villains in this because none of them got enough time, like, in the spotlight, except for Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom got a lot of time. But, like, Red Skull was just there, and Doc Ock was just there. And who else? Smythe
was just there. Was
really just in the background.
Lizard probably had the most time.
Yeah.
But Lizard, even at then, he only used his human side of the brain.
Yeah. What was that? So
if
like,
you use your lizard strength, you'll...
It makes you turn back into the lizard, even though you look like the lizard, but you're really Kurt Connors right now because reasons.
Mm-hmm. Because television show.
Yeah.
Because Stanley, Saturday morning.
Stan Lee thought it'd be cooler if you still looked like the lizard, but... thought like Kurt Connors.
I don't know if he was still...
I don't know. He was a producer on it, but doesn't mean he was involved.
I don't think he was... he was really focused... He was always more focused on films than television. So I think he pretty much left those shows to their own devices.
But, yeah, by that point, probably. Because that's just a couple of years before like the Spider-Man movie came out and stuff. 5 years before. But he was really... like, wasn't he like the narrator of some of the... like the Iron Man cartoon or the Captain America cartoon, maybe?
He was for the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Okay.
And I don't know if he did. I don't think the other ones had narration. X-Men definitely didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think Hulk did. I'm fairly certain Fantastic Four and Iron Man didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess I'm thinking of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yeah, that was a decade earlier.
Really, was it?
Yeah, it was the 80s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the 80s, yeah, which was also a great show. It's Spider-Man! And that was even a different show. That was also the 80s. A lot of Spider-Man shows.
A lot of Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah, heck yes. I've watched most of them.
Yeah, there's been one almost, like one or two every decade. Because you had the 60s one, right? The one that was like, the black cat crossed your path!
Ah! There was the one even before that, too. The one with all those Spider-Man memes are...
Well, I guess that is from... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's one even before that.
You're right.
That.
Yeah. And then... Okay, and then there was the
one that we watched.
The one that we watched.
Which was just Spider-Man again.
Right.
And then it was Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. And then it was Spider-Man, the Marvel... the Fox show.
Yep.
And then there was Spider-Man Unlimited.
Was that the one...
Where he's in the different planet in the future.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
What's the one that... Was it Neil Patrick Harris doing his voice?
And then there was Spider-Man on MTV.
Was that
right?
That's that
was
one.
On MTV, yeah, right? Yeah. That was after the first Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
I always forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen that one
like cel-shaded
look? Yeah, it was like look. CG, but...
Yeah, it was weird.
Bad CG.
It was weird. Yeah. It was a strange... Yeah.
Yeah.
It never had a good direction.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate Spider-Man.
And Spectacular Spider-Man.
And Spectacular, yeah.
Which I like more than Ultimate. It's a good show.
Mm.
That one used most of their budget for the action sequences as opposed to character design, so it's light on detail, but him swinging through the city is spectacular.
I get it. That's interesting. So, yes, there really has been one like every 5 or 10 years since the character was created.
I think he kind of keeps pace with Batman shows.
Mm. I would say there's more Spider-Man shows than that. I mean, maybe you know, maybe, you're right. Count maybe super, overall.
If you count Super Friends. Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Yep. Super Friends.
Yep.
The Batman Adventures cartoon with Adam West.
Yep.
Batman 92, Bruce Timm. Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Batman Adventures.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond. Justice League Unlimited, if you're counting shows that he showed up in.
The Batman.
Batman Brave and the Bold. Batman Beware the Batman.
Oh, I forgot about that one. I've never seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I'm sad that it got canceled, actually. Mm-hmm. It was a good show. That's quite a few. Yeah, they've kind of kept pace with one another.
That's true. Yeah.
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 Interesting. I want to go back and talk to about these episodes for a second. How do I say this? The CG is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also subtle. It's mostly cartoon with a couple of hints of CG here and there. Like
except for when they were standing, that floating chessboard.
Yeah, they were standing on that floating chessboard, but they were cartoon and the backdrop was CG. Like, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's like low-budget CG, and they were just hoping no one would notice, honestly.
But as a show that was meant to introduce these characters to kids and have a good time with that, and show had some good stuff and sold some pretty rockin' toys.
I'm sure it did.
I remember there was an episode with the Hobgoblin where he got a bigger goblin glider that, like, attached onto. It's total toy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. What if he had a glider, but then he had another glider on top of it, and I wanted it so bad when I was a kid.
Of course.
I never got it. I never got my Oscar Mayer wiener whistle.
Oh, my weenie whistle.
It was good. Well, I'm glad we got to watch it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I really had fun. It's cheesy, but it was a lot of fun. It was a fun show to watch.
Yeah. Are you reading The Secret Wars right now?
Yes, I am.
How do you think it compares?
Well, I prefer the current Secret Wars.
Yeah, I do too. Yes.
But it's a different show for a different time, for a different age group, you know?
Right.
Different than the, like, the kids who were watching that show, if you put the current Secret Wars comic in front of yourself as a kid at that age, you know, it'd be a totally different. It's not
probably for, wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't understand it probably, right? Like, I don't think I would at that age.
No, probably
like
not.
10 years old or whatever. Like, no.
Why is Dr. Doom in white?
Yeah. And like, what's going on? Where is all the, why, what's happening? Where is everybody? I mean, I'm kind of confused like that now at this age.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Well,
different kind of story.
Any final thoughts?
Well, those are my final thoughts, really. It's a fun story. It was a fun watch. Wouldn't be the same if I was a kid trying to read, you know, a story today. So I think that it stands up. It doesn't stand up to today's standards, but it is a good product of its time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm so happy that I own the first season. Actually, I do.
Nice.
Yeah. I could only watch one or two, maybe three like we did before. Yeah. I'm like, all right, enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, man, the show was great.
Fun stuff.
Yeah,
I loved it. Thank you for watching that with me.
You're welcome. I didn't even know it was your first, so yeah. I'm so happy that I burst your Spider-Man cherry.
Okay. Tim, why don't you tell people where they can find us?
They can find us on the email at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Write us in, what's your favorite episode of the Spider-Man animated series? Did you watch it? Did you not watch it? Let's find out. You can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. You can also rate and review us on iTunes, which would be extraordinarily for us. Yes, my Dr. Doom. Yes. Yes, my face was beautiful. Now it's not so beautiful. I don't know why Dr. Doom's Russian. He was a little Dracula in the show, actually. Yeah, Dracula. I am Dr. Doom. Welcome to New Latveria.
All the accents were really bad.
They were. That's okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Or you can find us on Twitter at beerwithgeeks.com. You can also find us personally on Twitter. You can find Frank at Frank Ramblings, or you can find myself at Timp_Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N. And that's the end of that. The end of that cascade.
That'll do that.
Of fun time news. All right. Until next time. Cheers.
Cheers.